I'm Ryan LaCroix in the KOSU Oklahoma City studios. Every week we talk music news and new music releases with Matt Carney, the pop music columnist for the Oklahoman's entertainment magazine, Look at OKC. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first up, we have new music from a Tulsa group that's been experimenting with jazz for 20 years now.
Everybody I've ever known to have even a tangential relationship to the Tulsa music scene has at least one good story from a Jacob Fred Jazz Odyssey show. You get that when you've been around in one form or another for 20 years, as JFJO now has, making them more like an institution than merely a band. Here, JFJO returns with a new song called Better Living Through Competitive Spirituality, that guitarist Chris Combs said was born through manipulating solo piano tracks from his bandmate Brian Haas's 2009 solo release, Petting Sounds. In a lot of ways, this song reminds me of something off a Radiohead album, where multiple disparate parts that shouldn't really fit together somehow do, collectively forging a distinct groove. And to my ears, the drumming in this song is particularly remarkable. It's so shifty and off-kilter that I can't even keep track of it for more than a measure or two. It speaks to Jacob Fred in a way, a jazz band that's always been a little left of center.
Jacob Fred Jazz Odyssey from Tulsa with their song Better Living Through Competitive Spirituality. Their new album Worker is out today on Royal Potato Family Records. Next, we have the fifth studio album from Flying Lotus.
Consider this list of personnel who contributed work to electronic producer Flying Lotus's fifth studio record titled You're Dead. Jazz innovator Herbie Hancock, rapper Kendrick Lamar, legendary Italian composer Ennio Morricone, Snoop Dogg, and Angel Darudurian, who sang on all those loopy multi-part harmonies for Dirty Projectors. It's about as diverse a bunch as they come. And it shows on You're Dead. Flying Lotus, whose real name is Stephen Ellison, navigates free jazz, prog rock, and hip-hop with equal deft, as capable of stirring up a nightmare as he is calming your mind into a state of relaxation.
That's a selection of two songs from Flying Lotus' new album, You're Dead, which is out now on Warp Records. And finally, we have a dance pop track from a New Zealand band.
If you haven't heard of Yumi Zuma, well, we're in the same boat. Here's what I learned about them yesterday. They're a New Zealand band that's opening for fellow New Zealander, the pop star Lorde, on an upcoming chunk of her current tour. Listening to this song, Elena, that they put out last week, you can pretty clearly hear the appeal for Lorde fans. It's light, hazy dance music with a melody strong enough to hold on to. A striking alternative to the bright lights, big tent, heavy on the low-end electronic dance music that's currently in vogue. This song really got me with that simple keyboard riff that shows up about a minute in. It sounds like if the XX and Cut Copy got together to make some lighthouse music. If I were fortunate enough to go see Lorde, I think this would be about the perfect warm-up music. I can feel our hope is fading, streets are spilling with the dancing you.
Matt Carney is a pop music columnist for Look at OKC, and he joins us weekly in the KOSU studios. The current issue of Look at OKC focuses on Oklahoma City poets. And as always, you can follow Matt on Twitter at OKMattCarney. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.